After taking a ribbing from me about whiffing on a pheasant that should have been a slam dunk, Josh Mills went pheasant hunting again with a couple of buddies and his dad. So how did it go this time?
I got a lucky bird at the end of the day, but truthfully, it was just one of those weird days where this is one of the best hatches that we've seen in 30 years, according to my father. In eastern Washington, for upland birds, I've noticed quite a bit of chukar down along the Snake and the Grand Ronde, and just really good stocks right now. And as everybody knows, upland birds are very cyclical up and down, depending on weather, drought, all those other things that occur with ground nesting birds like pheasants. So I took a couple of buddies out who I'd never hunted with, but are good fellow backcountry hunters and anglers members. And it really showcased to me how lucky we have it, all the experience. We probably moved over the course of the day out of range and in range close to 100 birds. And truthfully, it felt kind of like a lucky day to me because we only bagged one bird. But those guys were just smiling ear to ear at the end of the day, and we realized it really doesn't matter how many we get. It's that shared experience that we have in the field. Watching my buddy's dog, Oli, he had this one point on what turned out to be a hen pheasant, man. It was just perfect. The sun was shining perfectly towards the end of the day, hitting the dog right in the cover, and boom, here comes this hand. Yeah, thank you, lucky stars, we have that opportunity.
But several friends, one bird.
Part of my frustration we had in pheasant hunting is I really wanted my friends to get a couple of birds to commemorate the day. But truthfully, I think just the experience of hunting some really unbelievably good pheasant ground and laughing about my dad and I yelling at each other in good fun.
That's what it's about. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.